You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. I'm Mike.
I'm Keith.
I'm Vic.
And I'm Bear.
We are the Dream Home Experts.
Welcome back to Dream Home Experts. We have a special guest.
Hey.
Ken Jones from 216 The Net. Hey, brother.
What's happening, baby?
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. It's been so long. It's been the longest time ever. I don't know what to do.
This is going to be a little bit laid back
episode. Back.
As you can see, we've got our beverages on the table.
Krombacher.
You know the messed up thing is I feel like my chair, I don't know if Vic can hear me. He might have to increase my microphone, but I'm just going to lay back.
We're just going to lay back.
I got to emphasize that Keith is wearing sunglasses inside.
Don't worry about me. Worry about you.
You are listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. You also find us on Facebook Live, YouTube, Spotify, and TikTok
now,
right? Instagram. We're on the gram now. You can find us Dream Home Experts 21.
Listen
on Instagram.
Like, whoa, share, ring of the bell, subscribe.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? Oh, okay. And absolutely. And how many followers you guys up to on YouTube?
We're like 12. I don't know.
Wait,
1.6 million.
Yeah.
Buzz Killington over here. How many subscribers you got on YouTube? We just started it like a week ago.
Listen, 12.
We've got like 136.
Oh, okay, cool. And how long you been doing that?
Just this year we started. Okay, we really didn't understand YouTube, so it's nice. But out there, on the radio, 2016 The Net, www. We got just last month 3.6 million listeners, which is fantastic.
Wow. Now that's worldwide, correct?
Worldwide.
Yeah.
Prestige worldwide.
Our biggest listenership is really the United States, but right here, Milwaukee, Chicagoland area.
Yeah. Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
So today's episode is not really anything too much, but just the good, the bad, and the ugly of home ownership.
DIY.
We're going to tell some horror stories today.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Some good ones.
Ken is the horror story. I'm just kidding.
Or in my case, SDIY.
Hey, Art.
Shouldn't have done it myself.
Art, welcome to the show.
Calling the experts.
Yeah, I know.
Art, welcome to the show. Right now, we're going to be experts on catastrophes.
Catastrophe experts.
Seriously. So anybody out there that has a DIY nightmare or a contractor nightmare, because that I also want to hear just complete epic failures
where
across the board.
Fails,
yeah, so just you just fire, you kick
can it. Of worm days.
Right, you know, very, very seldom we fall into that.
Right. For you?
When your one-day job turns into a five-day job?
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk. I mean, I guess we can talk about it, but we can't.
Or the water main.
We're going to talk about both.
Yeah. I heard your business is pretty shitty. Yeah. That's good. Sorry, we're going to be a little R-rated today. We have beer on the table. And what are you drinking over there?
I've got Guinness Nitro Cold Brew Coffee.
Do you hear that, Guinness? We have sponsorship opportunity for Guinness.
That's 3.6
million listeners. What are you drinking?
Krombacher. You got to say it that way because it's a German beer. You got to yell like.
Get the German in there. Keith does a lot of good accents.
He does, actually. That's why he's our TikTok expert right now. So, and I'm just drinking a good old Latin Google.
How about our producer back there? What's our producer drinking?
Other than choking on meat.
Now I'm drinking the
Lightning Kugel. Oh,
dark.
Nice. You get your mic working again?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. He's just screaming. Yeah, we'll see if he hears it. That's
he wants to have fun now.
Speaking of creamy darks, bridging civil tension.
Yeah, seriously, dude, that's an awesome. I gotta hand it to you. I love jumping on that show.
Bad segue there, but yeah. No, had to take it.
Lindsay just jumped on real quick, so she has a comment right here. Electrical codes buried in our electrical cords buried in drywall from an outlet to a different part of the room. An outlet
totally
and drunk.
Fine, Lindsay. Yeah. Totally fine.
It's just fine. You don't know it's there.
It sounds totally like don't worry about it. Patched up. Sounds away. Like code to me.
It's, in all seriousness, though, is it in the basement?
Why does it matter?
It's an open access, right?
Ken, did you go to another house and do something to somebody else's house too?
No, like, we probably have seen that in our house.
I think I've seen that.
Actually, 100% our garage door opener runs that way. So the extension cord goes
up
over the sheetrock and then.
Oh, you daisy chain it.
Yeah. Over to the outlet over
to the outlet. Yeah. In the house.
Daisy chains it from the electrical. Did you have like that outside too? Didn't something run outside with the electrical cord?
Yeah. Our
garage and family room is what
just,
Lindsay
just
said.
They just have the. That's awesome. No conduit. It's just the wire runs from our house to our lamp.
I'm cringing.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, just Romex. There's no piping or anything like that.
It's covered. It's PVC sheeting.
Okay. Looks good for my house.
The part that's under. Yes,
I might have to walk off the show. This is messed up. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But it goes in the pipe after the garage.
No.
Of course not.
No. So like, if this is
why are you touching the core?
It goes this way into the ground, and then this is underground until it reaches the pole. Then it goes up to the pole and turns it on. Nice. But there's it's nice. And we haven't burned down. We've been there since 2000.
So Kent's prices for my stuff just tripled very quickly.
No, it's good. Yeah.
So we got Ken. We got to know. I got to know the story behind. You know
which one?
Oh, the major catastrophe in the backyard is what I'm. I think
there was two.
Oh, okay. Well, let's. I mean,
first things first. Start with the first one. Right. I would say.
So back in 2019, it was about
educational and informational purposes.
So 2019, it was around October, and my wife was counting. There's water coming up out of our yard in the backyard, and I'm like, yeah, it's been raining, it's wet, right. Whatever, it's just saturated.
This program makes
and so I go out there, and as a good husband,
expressly disclaimed any implied
as a good husband,
has
he's got the gain ups when you get closer,
it's really overbearing.
You know, he's the technical guy,
it's recommended. So, as a good husband,
what he always has a gain up,
as well as any and all local,
I know, he's probably got them maxed out.
So, as a good,
look, I'm out of camera now.
As a good husband,
is it better or worse?
I ignore.
Oh, you did? So for you listening with music, this is an after show. I mean, honestly, like all the technology stuff is
already had.
Am I in the right place? Is my question.
This goes 2 hours. Just let it go.
Well, I know, but I'm not that kind of person. I'm not a black or white person. There's gray everywhere.
The new gray.
Yeah. The new gray. Yeah, exactly. Is it a heather gray or a warm, cool gray?
Warm.
I like the dark kind of clay gray now.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mess with Vic this entire show and go back and forth and back.
Oh, he's going to come over and strangle you.
Anyway, so 2019,
water's leveling up out of the ground.
So as a good husband, I ignore. I'm like, it's just wet. It's been wet. It's saturated.
Close. The good husband you are.
So, so she comes back and she's like, listen, I put the shovel on the ground and it just sank.
Whoops.
Yeah, at which time being the good husband, I go, come on.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I go get the shovel. Sure enough, it looks like, you know, Uncle Judd shot the bubbling crude and the water just come out. So I take the shovel and it is like a swamp.
Oh my gosh.
And I start digging back and then the water starts running back into where the septic tank is. So I kind of dig down and there's about a foot hole where the septic is. And then I dig wide. We got a 1,000-gallon septic. And the first foot at the top has fallen into the septic. We have no concrete.
Oh, my gosh. At all. So that's not water. That's
not
that's
septic. It's gray water.
Septic.
No, that's actually black water.
That's dirty water.
I don't know what the difference
of black. It's gray water.
What does that mean?
So gray water is not fecal matter. Like old poop? Gray water is no fecal matter.
Oh, okay. All right.
So black water is bad. Like bad, that bad. Is that's fecal sewage. Matter. That's mold. That's unsanitary. Very unsanitary.
Undrinkable.
Yes.
Absolutely. Is gray drinkable?
No, gray is not drinkable either.
Just kidding.
No, it is bad. And listen to the disclaimer after.
Yes, yes, definitely.
This is not anything.
So, Alice.
Speaking of the disclaimer,
yeah.
I wonder if anybody on the show can identify who that speaker.
Oh, that would be good.
We should
give out. Yeah. That'd be a good prizer.
Maybe. Right.
So, Alice, my wife and I, we are big DIYers, and so Alice and I dig down about. A foot, 2 feet.
Your wife and you.
Yeah.
Your wife and
Alice is amazing. Alice is absolutely amazing.
She is.
She's amazing.
I don't highly doubt that.
She motivates him.
Yeah. I'm more mad at Kent for allowing it to happen, is my question. No,
she's sorry. Okay. You know, we talk about it on Bear Facts on Guns on Thursday nights at 6:00. But we take our money and we do DIY things. A lot of times I don't do them right. But so we dig down. A plumber comes out. A septic guy comes out and he says, "Well, I'm supposed to tell you, you need a new septic system." Oops. Right? Which may have been the truth. He then goes, "But here's the deal. It's October. You're going to have to get architecture plans. You're going to have to, get it passed by the county. You're going to have to do this, that, and the third. And by that time, it's going to be probably the new year. The ground's going to be frozen." Part. He says, so what happens is, at that point, we'll have to come out and pump this because it's open every week, which is going to, be like $180 a week to come out and pump this.
So this sounds like this guy really wanted you to use him, by the way, of all these negative responses he was saying. By the way, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to tell you how much work it's going to be and not make it easy for you so you don't pick me. Just throwing it out there.
And then he says, "However, what I have seen people do."
What is happening?
So to fix it. So really what we did is we repaired our own septic. So we dug down to the bottom of the septic and back probably 3 or 4 feet. And then we got some fiberglass panel, and we secured it to the septic, and then we backfilled and cement, and surrounded it with
cement. So your entire backyard was just a big cement pile.
There's a big chunk of it in there, and some bricks and backfill. And then we watched it for a while, and no leaks, no runs, no drips, no errors, and
glorious. It's fixed.
It's
DIY.
Fixed. DIY.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Now the very shortly thereafter in the spring of 2020, the spring of 2020, we are getting it now out of the distribution box.
Yep.
Water is coming out. It's saturated again. So we hire somebody as well. No, we don't. So,
I
dig all around this distribution box, which goes into the arms of the septic and out, right? And I fix it. And I fix it by putting some other rocks in there, some silt screen, and more rocks in case it does bubble up. It kind of filters out through the rocks. And again, I probably have dug 6 feet around this thing and then cover it back up with, it doesn't work. And then our dog, Remy, starts digging, and we are gone. and our dog digs, and the girls are freaking out because all you can see of this dog is its hind legs. It has dug a hole where I was digging.
And I did everything he did.
I did everything.
That's a smart dog. And
I'm going to do this to Dad.
Yeah.
He's going to be so proud of me.
And then we bring the guys in, and, for a really good price, they did a nice job. They put a new distribution box in. They wrote a router to our power
hydrojetted
all of our.
So who's the company that you use that came in and said,
I don't know. You'd have to ask the wife that.
Okay. So, for people that don't know, you're in a septic system. It goes from the house to the right. septic tank. It sits in there and turns more liquidy, and then the liquid runs out to the distribution box. Then from the distribution box and runs out to the arms, the legs, fingers, yeah. whatever you want kind to call it.
Kind of comes up over a baffle.
Yeah.
I highly question our business decision on adding plumbing division in our company. Because that just sounds terrible.
No, it's not, dude.
No, it was pretty clean. The amazing part is we live in a...
We get to the next project.
We live out in the country. We live out in the country in an unincorporated area, and none of my neighbors said two words. We've got holes dug up. The next story is even better. But none of our neighbors...
Kent buried another body in the backyard. Yeah.
our neighbors are like, I don't know.
That one didn't get approved.
Yeah. What's it? The Burbs with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Or the Money Pit. It's the money pit. Yeah, for sure.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I envy what you guys do. I mean, it is definitely not, it's a dirty job, right? And it's not easy, but to understand how septic systems work is an art form.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm sure you do. Yeah, I'm sure you did. How deep was it? Were you like head all the way up?
It's a 1,000-gallon tank. So the tank itself is probably 4.5 feet tall.
So they just come in, pump that thing out, and get rid of all whatever waste is in there? Is there solid in? Oh, okay,
cool. Treatment plant. Yep. Back in the day, the septic guy, we lived out in McHenry County, the septic guy that used to come, he used to just take it out to a farm field and just dump it out in the farm field.
Yeah. There's certain things I don't want to know about. Right. I mean, that's food. So,
like, I was actually kind of shocked. And then once I became a plumber and I found out, I realized what he was doing.
Yo, Kent smells like this. Why does my food smell like Kent?
It did. You working in it, Alice and I, it stuck in her hair and my beard. I mean, it was pretty. You get the smell.
So, and Alice did disclose who it is. And before I say it, that this is a good company.
No, they're great.
Okay, cool. We're going to give a shout out to Rachel Septic is who took care of, because Alice is watching the show. Yeah,
it's a dad and son. They do great work.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just name Rachel.
That's the last name. Rachel, Raquel, or something.
Yeah, it's 2021. It could be either one of them, by the way.
All right. Yeah.
Which one's name is Rachel?
So now from the poop to?
Yeah, so then
you've got to start from when you bought the house, and I already told you when you bought the house that you're going to have problems here.
So we bought the house in 2003, and our water main comes into our garage at the footer of the garage, way down at the bottom. And the guy who did the house basically had the straight pipe coming in and stepped on it and just twisted it out.
Yeah, it was just kinked up. So there's a kink right at the foundation.
Hard water, kink. And we've been there since 2003. Mm-hmm. No problems. Good water pressure. People were very surprised. Like, wow, you got good water pressure. We, I don't
know. It's the kink.
And so... It's the winter, so unless we're doing woodworking or something, we our garage, we don't park a car in there. Who does Alice that? Goes down to get something out of the freezer, and she's like, we got a leak. as brilliant as we are, and it's spraying against the wall, the concrete wall, and I mean, so we're losing water pretty good.
It was before the meter, though. So
I'm like, let's tie.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
it was congratulations.
Yeah,
now the city. Yeah, we're wasting a hundred of water somewhere.
Give me a sock, and I'll wick this thing. I'll tie it and wick it so it runs down instead of spraying on the wall. So after about after a few socks later, I run to the store and try to get some epoxy to put on there. Oh, so I try to epoxy
water pressure. You can't do that with water pressure.
No. A phone call hasn't been made yet.
Not yet.
No. Still in panic mode.
I can fix
his
this.
Brother from another mother.
Right. Literally.
I can fix it.
The godfather of my child.
Yeah, I can fix it. It's no problem.
So, and then that, of course, doesn't stick because of water pressure. So then we tie like six socks around it. And so now it's still leaking, but it's like not spraying against the wall, so it's running down to the
gym. You had like a channel of a gutter or something.
Yeah, yeah, we like had, the, yeah, had a down channel
it over.
Yeah, you really thought about
it was the, a Rube Goldberg for sure
to do this, right?
No, yeah, okay, no, cool.
Man. No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's fine. Just funnel the water in the direction away from the house. Sounds great. Don't fix the problem.
So it was running and not ruining any sheetrock or any wood. So it was going that direction. And then we're like, oh man. So I call Mike. Right? So I call Mike and I say, hey Mike, I said, I've got
you didn't call me.
No, you're the wrong Mike.
All right.
So I call Mike from All Pro.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yeah. Hey, bro, you know, you're here. This is what I got. He says, well, you got to go shut it off at the main. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, okay. So I call the county or the city to come out and shut it off at the main. They can't. It's rusted. It's broken. It's something. They can't turn it off. And I'm like, well, this sucks. And so, so I'm like, well, hey, Mike. So I call Mike back. I'm like, hey, Mike, God rest his soul. Love me, Mike. Yep. I say, hey, Mike. I'm like, how much? He goes, listen, this is a guy who didn't want to listen. It's going to cost me $2,500 just to get in your backyard. And then I got to dig and figure this out. It's going to, you know, I'm like, Mike, you could have just told me you didn't want to do it. and so I go, well, I'm going to call the city, have them come out and fix this main. Yep. Well, the village says anything from the main to your home, you're in charge of.
Oh, yeah.
What? So they actually, I said, you show me where that says. So they send me a highlighted email of it where it says it. I'm like, well, okay, that's dumb, but okay. So now.
A lot of municipalities are like that.
Yeah.
Buffalo Grove the same way. They literally said the same thing to me. Anything that happens. Yeah, from
some places will take care of from the main to your B-box, but. Most places you're in charge.
So of it depends how much. And talking with Alice, yeah, she thinks true. I'm talking to Mike. Yep. Yes, Mike.
Uh-huh. And by the way, she just said that.
Yeah.
She literally says when he calls Mike, that's right. I thought it was my Mike,
right?
Not your Mike.
Yeah.
Too many mics.
So I go, listen, I'm going to go over to Ralph's Rental. I'm going to get a little little end loader scooper.
And I'm gonna ever used one before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, you're tying socks on water mains right now. I question a whole lot of stuff right now. No joke. Front yard.
We bring landscape.
Yeah, I bring a backhoe in. I don't even know how to use one of those.
I got the little backhoe. I can't get it through the gate. So I asked the neighbor, I'm like, you mind if I drive on your yard? Because I'm going to take down my fence so I can get in the backyard so I can fix this. So I start digging. And then Alice, I'm digging. Now, I think the water main, I'm thinking like the poop hole that goes out of my, so I'm thinking the water main is like a 9 or 10 inch cast iron thing, right? So I'm digging. And I'm down, 7, 8 feet.
Well, this was before I got there. You were digging. Yeah. In that area, it was only like 5 feet deep.
And then Alice is
no shoring.
Alice is
nothing.
Alice like, what did Mike say? I said, I didn't call him. So then she calls this
she
Mike.
She just said that. Right. She goes, yep, Mike, call my Mike.
And Mike's like, what? I haven't talked to you. this is a Sunday, right?
Oh my gosh.
And so I'm like, oh man. She goes, why didn't you call Mike? I figured I could take care of this thing. We just have to turn it off. And then,
I can just picture you.
I can sweat a couple pipes.
Dirty, muddy. Yeah. No, I got this. It's fine. It's okay.
So I.
So he calls me and I'm like, I'll be there in like an hour and a half. I'm going to grab some stuff. I'm on my way. Exactly. So I loaded up and I came up there and he's digging.
And so I'm in the backhoe digging. It's kind of fun, right? You're like dumping the stuff. And I've got this literally 8 foot round hole, 5 to 6 feet deep in my backyard.
Oh my gosh.
And then Mike's like, oh, try over here. And I kind of miss and I hit.
Well, I asked you to widen out the hole because. Yeah. You didn't have any shoring. It was a deep hole. It had water already in it. Man. I was very concerned that, like,
he was going
to
fall.
He was in the hole and, like, trying to hold up a wall with a 2x4. And I'm like, no, this is unsafe. You need to get out of the hole. We need to make this bigger. Yep. We need to make this safe. Like,
yeah, it was getting down there.
Trying so to figure it out. I'm like, you start digging here. We're going to start working up by the house.
Yep.
And we were rearranging the trailer or something.
Alice says, I said, you need to stop.
Low battery.
Oh, nice. I don't know whose battery that is. So that might be my phone battery.
So then I hit one of the runs off the septic.
Oh god.
So now this hole starts filling with black water. Right?
Yeah.
He's not laughing at this point.
No.
Right. And so he goes, You guys have a sump pump? And we're like, no. And so Mike says, hey, Alice, can you run to the store and get a sump pump? We got to sump this stuff out of here. We just got to get rid of this stuff. And she's like, yeah. So she takes off and Mike goes, listen, just kind of keep digging in this area. But if you feel something, stop. Now, keep in mind, my mind is still thinking the water main is a 9-inch cast iron tube. So I'm thinking if I hit something, I'm going to hear it or feel it.
Right.
Not knowing that the water main is a 3/4-inch copper.
Well, hang on a second. Did you do any type of locating or anything? Did you have anything?
Yeah, they pointed out where the B-box was.
The juju sticks, bro. The voodoo sticks that don't work.
Stay with us.
They do work.
Stay with us.
You got to believe.
So I dug around where the stick is, where you just shove down the thing to turn
the B-box.
Whatever it is, right? Yeah. So I'm digging in this general area. And then, you know, I find the box and it's all rusted and gross and whatnot. But I'm trying to dig down to find the water main, still thinking it's going to be. And Mike's like, you know, just kind of keep digging there. But if you feel something, you got to stop.
Oh, Alice is blowing you up so bad right now. It's
what
amazing.
Did she say? Go with it.
She said he never asked the size and he definitely did not call Julie.
Oh, Jesus, wow. You have to call Julie
before you dig anything.
Anything call you Julie. Have to call Julie.
Oh,
now they were there before, right? So
I kind of knew it.
And all of our stuff runs overhead. We're out in the country. Mm-hmm. Nothing's buried
except underground. For your water line,
right?
Yeah.
So literally,
but they didn't even know.
Literally
where it was.
7 minutes after Alice leaves, I'm like, and up comes the ground like a fountain, and I'm like, oh,
and that's when I walk back up. I'm like,
what?
Oh my god!
So this was before the shut off to the house.
Yeah.
No. So this is on the main side. Oh, so it comes from the main straight to it.
Oh, you just pissed off your whole neighborhood,
filling the hole.
No.
And when we say filling the hole, I mean the water's just coming in.
Made it a pond, and then just overflowed.
And so I call us. I'm like, listen, are you at Bernard's yet? No, I'm halfway there. You got to get your ass there. I hit the main. We got water. You better hurry up. Yeah. And she's like, I married an idiot. And
I think all of our wives say that. Well, my wife does. I know.
And so, at that point, somebody now from the village comes up.
Kid. I'm like, we need to call them out to find out exactly where the main is.
Yep.
So we could find the main, dig down to it, and get to the core.
Yep.
Yeah. So the kid,
let's be honest, this kid probably just graduated from the U of I with an like a civil engineering degree, and it's Sunday. And listen, Jimmy, you're going out there. Shows up in the backyard with binding rods.
Yeah. I was thinking he was going to come out with some kind of electronic like detector, hook onto the copper, be able to track it somehow. Divining rods.
You're in my backyard. I have an 8-foot pond that's bubbling over right now. And he brings out divining rods and he starts spraying where every arm of the septic is. And Mike's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, the water main's got to be around here someplace. We're standing by this big pond of water that's bubbling, and I'm like, I think it's over here. So he says, you know, in these old neighborhoods, I think it's on the fence line. So it's got to be somewhere. So he's walking.
So he's walking with divining rods, and you know, divining rod senses energy.
Right.
So any kind of energy. There's overhead power lines right above them.
Oh, my God.
So he takes this blue spray paint. He goes, it's got to be right in this area. So Mike says, start digging a hole. So I slide
I was zero confident. So I slide in the mud
and I get around and I start digging a hole. And we dig another 5 foot by 6 foot, 7 foot deep hole.
Yeah.
And we can't find the
main. Well, we started and I think we went for like almost 14 feet.
Yeah.
Like it was down the line, down 5 feet.
Back up a little bit. Try
dude.
Right.
There was no main. We couldn't even find the line that is supposed to go to the main at all in that hole.
Not one of my neighbors poked their head out and go, "Hey, what the hell's going on?" Not because they know it's
you.
They're over there going, "Yeah, they're over there going." Oh,
yeah, if we don't see it, it didn't happen.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. You.
Live audience is leaving. Thank you so much.
All right, take care, Chris.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. So finally, Alice gets back. Yeah, you just let me know. I'll be out.
Don't call Julie.
Alice shows up with the sump pump, and we start emptying the hole, and the sump pump stays ahead of it.
Amazing.
Surprisingly.
Amazingly.
God was on our
side. Somebody said Curse of Kent's Island.
Yes.
Curse of Kent's Island. I like that.
And so, you know, Mike puts on his waders and his scuba gear, and he gets in the hole. And he finds it. And he's like, you know, and then crimps it off. You know,
yeah. I just crimped the shit out of it.
At this point, we just need to stop it.
Let's get this thing pumped down all the way. Let's see what we're into.
And Lindsay says the neighbors didn't help because they didn't want to help.
No, no they didn't. And so watching Mike, it is like watching the guy wrestle alligators. He gets right in there. And he's just feeling, he's like, okay, here it is. Hey, hand me this. I hand him that. And he crimps it off and then we empty out the thing. And he's like, well, we're going to need this, this, and this. So Alice goes, gets the shark bite.
Yeah. She goes, get a, but just as a temporary because I needed the order from the right stuff.
Yep.
But for a temporary overnight, I'm like, shark bite should be able to slide onto it.
Alice just says the second hole did not need to be dug, in my opinion, but I wasn't there.
Now let's.
It would have made my life a whole lot easier.
Now remember
where Alice on the show.
Now remember where the original leak is.
Uh huh. Yeah, by the garage.
So Alice gets this
in the garage.
In the garage.
In the garage.
So Alice starts to hand dig a hole, and it's down eight feet.
It was 8 feet right up against the house.
Alice, by hand, digs a 3 foot by 8 foot hole right next to the house to get down.
You married a good one, Kent.
Right?
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm scared now.
Yes.
She can dispose of the body
very easily.
Real quick. And she's incredible, right? And happy birthday yesterday, honey, right?
Happy birthday!
Wicked!
Is that better?
There you go.
Okay, sure, it's good.
So she's over there digging this hole, and we're over, and Mike then goes to put the shark bite on, and as he's doing it, blows the washer off of it.
The O-ring inside of it blows right out of it. It goes on. It shuts down. It just spraying out the shark bite.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't use those for that.
So, nope. As we pumped out the hole, my neighbors behind us have four or five dogs. They do great job with rescuing dogs, and we flooded their dog run. It is just mud, yuck.
Wow.
It works. Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, so they're out there putting fence up so that their dogs don't go in where all of our water is, right? And then we crimp it off for the night. And we're done. And Mike comes back the next day and he's got the right stuff.
I got all the right stuff. I got underground compression couplings to be able to put a live valve on it.
Yeah.
So
you're talking about the Milwaukee crimping tool?
No, I wouldn't put that underground.
Compression.
You either have to go compression or flare underground. So it's a compression fitting. It's a heavy duty compression valve.
Sweet.
It is the B box. So I cut it under pressure. Water shooting all the way into the neighbor's yard.
It went 40 feet because he's like, I need you to hold this about like this with the copper pipe. I'm like, all right. And then he puts that on and this thing was like, whoa, like, hold on. Like holding on.
There's some serious pressure.
On the valve I was putting on, I put a section of copper on to just be able,
to,
as I'm putting it together, it's not
filling the hole. And it shot it 45 yards. I mean, it was like going up over the wires and it went like 45 yards. I was like, holy Christ, almost hits their house. My neighbors behind, which I flooded out the day before. Luckily,
my neighbor's real happy with you.
Quick.
So I ended up putting that on live, which was the first time I ever did that live, which actually was kind of fun, but got really wet first thing in the morning. We got it hooked up out there. I also got down to the pipe by the house. And then I cut it outside, reworked a section into the inside, redid that.
Re-puttied the hole or whatever you did there.
Yeah.
The hydro, whatever you call it.
Hydroplugged the hole.
It looks beautiful. It works beautiful. So whoever moves in there, you've got brand new shut off, brand new copper.
Brand outside new V-box. Right
now. Holy cow.
Now, my grass is coming back.
16
years later. The dog, though, continues to dig, right? Now, I will say this. Not everything I do is horrible.
No.
90%,
right? You did a beautiful pellet wall.
Right. Now, upcycling. I want everybody to understand something. My wife is a brilliant visionary. She sees things that I can't, and I argue with her a lot, and then everybody's like, well, that's beautiful. I'm like, because all through that, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I'm not even going to look at it. And it does. And it always, I should just learn to shut up because it always looks, it turns out beautiful. So our main living room is, our main living room, that wall is probably 18 feet wide. It's a big room. And we did an entire upcycle, all pallet.
Courtesy of Jay's Plumbing.
Jay's Plumbing.
Yeah.
All pallet wood. Wall, and it's gorgeous.
Nice.
And I'll
really
try to.
Really beautiful. I have to say, when I saw it, I never expected it to be so nice. Very inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's so inspiring. I'm actually working on doing my own.
Wow.
And Alice is laughing ridiculously hard. She said about this whole entire fiasco. You guys.
It was. It'll go down.
Alice, I can't wait to meet you. And first off, just apologize for Kent. Shake your hand and say, I really understand what you're going through.
Now you know I'm banking.
Alice, you know I love you.
So we do this, and it's a lot of work, right? So we strip the wall, and then we put the pallet over on the strips. Pre-drill every hole because we nailed it on, so it wouldn't
split. Lindsay says this wall would cost 10 grand now since of the wood.
Oh, it would. Right, and it turned out absolutely stunning. I'm trying to find
gorgeous. I can't wait. Yeah. 5 grand outside this door over here.
I know, right?
And then,
what's going on my pallet wall.
I still have 5 2x4s I'm waiting to put on offer up
and see what
I
can gold, get for baby. That's better than Bitcoin.
I'm going to retire off of 5 2x4s.
We had to buy like, what was it? 10 pit?
Yeah.
10.
We've bought so many freaking pallets.
So, not pallets. We bought 10 sheets of plywood.
Oh my God.
$500. We needed them. Yeah. We were doing a jig job.
We needed a plywood. It wasn't sanded. No, non sanded. It was $589.
We had to do one the other day. We had to remove RTU and curb and get. We were hunting in our facility trying to find it because we're trying to keep cost down on it.
So,
and yeah.
So our new project for Mother's Day, her birthday, because I'm cheap, is on the opposite wall. So on the opposite wall of the pallet wall, we've created built-ins we built in a fireplace, electric fireplace, with pallet wood over
an extension cord.
With pallet wood over the fireplace where the TV is. Right.
Oh, that's cool.
Right. Now,
can I see your pallet wall though?
Yeah, I'll get it. Okay. Now, this is
again, awesome. That's craftsmanship.
And I want people to know this. This is all reclaimed wood.
Yeah.
Like that door that we used to have on the outside that Rob made, made. We cut that down. That's the hearth of it.
Oh.
Now the mantle, you'll see the mantle we've created, and it has a piano hinge. So, like all the DVDs, wires, routers, things like that fit inside the mantle.
Extension cords.
Yeah, there's a couple in there. All fit right in there, which is nice. So that it's absolutely beautiful. She's got it painted. We'll finish it up this week.
Nice job, Alice.
I was like,
Lindsay said she wants to see it. So we'll post it in the comments later after the show, and if obviously Kim and Alice agree that it's
okay, no, that's fine.
So. I mean, it's her house, and I don't want to, you know.
Yeah. Oh, here.
Maybe he's got violate him. Yeah, I don't want to violate.
Yeah. So I mean, there's the palette. Well, if you go that way, you'll be able to see it.
So what happens if I go two left?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, it's always weird when you hand somebody phone and you're like, oh, I don't want to touch anything. No, you God forbid fine. You. No, I don't know you. It's all right.
Yeah, just put it on the camera. To the camera.
I don't want to. What camera am I going to? Stage left or stage right there? Center stage.
So it is. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it turned out fantastic. It was hard. I mean, the challenge, of course. There's my arm. Right. The challenge, of course, Alice loves to do puzzles. The challenge, of course, is to find the same width of pallet wood for each row. And so she would go through each piece of wood to find the right width so that each row stays level.
You sanded all those?
Yeah. Colette did a lot of sanding.
It's really nice, dude. You did a great job on it. And by the way, I just want to say I'm glad I caught my fingernails this morning.
Yeah, right.
So
And it's a white going on. It's absolutely.
I was like, oh, I hope my nails are cut right now because that's going to be
on air.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's live.
It's beautiful.
It's fine. Whatever. We're tradesmen.
So yeah. So there it is. There's a different look on it. So.
Wow.
So there's a different look, and then this is kind of the top part of the fireplace. So it looks nice.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, is that meow or what?
No, wow.
Let's get a little closer look at the TV above the
wow. Wow. You are such a fancy awesome, dude.
No, that's, I'm the laborer.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you're recycling something that was probably going to be thrown away. Who knows where it's going to end up, where it's going to end. And on top of that, the nice thing with reclaimed wood or pallet wood is the color schemes that you get out of them. Oh, you can't paint that. No. You can't recreate that at all. It adds so much character to that room. Plus adding a TV on there just makes it modern with a barn style look to it, which is just the coolest thing ever. So
it's really come together really, really nice. And again, you know, she's the painter.
He was kicking and screaming. He didn't think it was going to work.
I mean, Alice said she actually said in here, she did not want to do this wall.
Really? That's
what she said. She said, I did not want to do this wall either. I don't know
when she first between the bookcase built in, it was going to be pallet wood from floor to ceiling. I said, it's going to be too much. It's going to be too much with the other wall being all. and you see now the fireplace part is not. So it really brings in a nice accent, but she's brilliant at what she does. Focus she's wall. Really, really good.
Focus wall.
But I mean, and then she and I gutted with my parents, gutted our kitchen right down to the studs. And redid our kitchen, must be 5 or 6 years ago now.
The second time.
Yeah, beautiful. the first time was we painted them.
Update, you know, just a facelift kind of for a little while.
Yep. We added 2 bedrooms in our basement. We took one of our stalls in our garage and created a kid cave out of it. I mean, we've done it all. Yeah. So I'm more of a carpenter than a plumber.
No way.
I hit a lot of your
no way.
Yeah, that wiring, plumbing. Yeah. Yeah. So all the kitchen plumbing is new. Yeah. So, I mean, it's
who did that?
It's kind of a labor of love, but you know, when we said on the show with Sheila is, you know, well, is it a money thing? Well, we dump our money into doing these kind of DIY projects. Yep. And that's what we kind of love to do. And our neighbors are all, I mean, when we bought the house, we re-roofed it. Sure. She's up on the roof, pulling nails, scraping, you know, going right down, doing all things. And we had a wrap.
That's when you had neighbors that actually helped.
Yeah. We had a wrap.
That's why they don't help anymore.
we had a wrap around deck and we redid the decking and she's out there screwing and then we tore the deck off the house and now we've got a bi-level deck in the back all reclaimed. I've got an outdoor kitchen that I built out of all reclaimed lumber. So the fun part to us I think is that upcycling and playing with old stuff
and I mean, our show is not again. DIY is definitely a part of everyday life, and we highly recommend doing DIY.
Give it a try.
Give it a try. The part
consult an expert, have conversations with experts.
Yeah, if you get to a certain point where something's sparking at you or something's spraying water across the lawn, call an expert. There's a part, you know, at the end of the day, before you dig in your yard, make sure you call somebody that knows what's going on in the yard. Even before you take down a wall, when you're doing reclaim walls like that, what I think of right away is if there's old Romex in there, old cloth wire that you didn't know was in there, and you screw in the wrong spot, you're going to hit a cloth wire. You're going to hit a Romex wire in there. Yeah, you get electrocuted, or you
might cause get damage if you screw in the wrong spot.
Yeah, and that's true. So
you know what I'm talking about.
The end of the day. Oh, look, he's getting on it now. Ah, it's fun, isn't it? It's got a weird tune to it too. So at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, guys and ladies, when you're doing your DIY stuff, if you get to a certain spot, dude, that's awesome. When you get to a certain spot and you need to consult an expert, That's literally what we're about here. We've all done crazy stuff where we tried to do things that were outside of our skill level.
But that went on.
Really, to get to an expert, you got to screw up a lot to learn.
Yep.
You're not going to be an expert overnight.
Yeah, the light bulb didn't get built in one day.
I've messed up more things in my career learning, and that's how I learned.
Yeah.
And the first place I worked, second place I worked, I wouldn't even charge to go back if I messed something up. It's the way I learned. Like, I made it hurt my pocket, so I would never do it again. So... Mm.
I mean, I can sweat a pipe, but those are my years in prison.
You know what I mean? I do not know what you mean. Just throwing it out there. The many times that I've been arrested in my life, I have not had to sweat a pipe. So in prison. How's Barry doing?
Bubbles? Bubbles.
That's right. Bubbles. He's a good clown.
And your wife just said a great comment. So experts become experts by experiencing. And that's 100% true.
And that's where we are here, right? The Dream Home Experts. Not me, them.
Yeah, but you're a mortgage expert. I'd put you in the mortgage expert category. And, you know, you're definitely a radio show expert at 3.6 million listeners.
I'm 216.net.
www. Check us out. YouTube.
Yeah,
like, follow us on Facebook, like, share, ring the bell, subscribe.
Yeah, and our Facebook is just for everyone, you know, to answer questions, live comment, see us, you know, and as small as we are, because we're tiny people. We're not large at all. We go to the gym every week, actually every day, every hour. I'm in the gym every day. This is a total lie. I woke up at this point. So
he named his office gym.
I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, that's why I keep telling my wife every day. I'm like, I go to the gym 7 days a week. At the end of the day, if you guys have questions out there in Facebook world, YouTube world, TikTok world, you send us an email, comment live, and during the show, it's every other Friday live, and then every other Friday from that, it's live or it's running on 216 on that. Those won't be answered at that time, but I will follow up with that as well for that also. So
we can talk about the contractor mess up.
The next thing I'm going to
for that.
I know we can do another show on contractor mess ups because I mean we have stories too. Morning. Absolutely. We lit our roof on fire.
Whoops.
In a commercial building, a very big commercial and a very expensive commercial building. We lit our roof on fire because the tar got too hot and we were sealing the curb up and
Speaking of tar, we got to redo our driveway. That'll be the next thing I try. Blacktop.
Nice. That's, you're going to try blacktop.
You can get the blacktop stuff.
So I will bring the feathers. Just in case there's a tar and feather situation. Record it? Oh, my God. That'd be so good.
Yes. Anybody got a bobcat? I'll do a
bobcat. Actually, I just got an email from Rental Max. They offer the new 7.0 bobcat. Hey, I have no idea what that means, but I got an email today about it. So Rental Max.
Air conditioning.
Huh? Yeah. I don't, you know, it had a huge jackhammer on the front of it. So, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. The first thing I think is, what do I need to jackhammer? Do I have something I need to? Yeah, they are. They are as well.
Jackhammer ones? Yeah, they're sick. I did that for 10 years.
Yeah, we're good.
And we're still going.
Yeah, going strong.
Yeah, any, you a DIYer? What do you do, Keith?
Yeah, so like I've done stuff in my house. Like you know, in my old house, I did a lot of DIY stuff in my old house. Mike actually helped me out on it when with a previous person that was a part of this group.
It was part of a different group.
The previous past group. I was redoing my hardwood floors in my house.
Save the world.
Did some bamboo engineered bamboo flooring on the second floor.
Yeah, nice.
Ripped off the old carpet. Did all of that and used tools. And Mike has done it with his dad, and he came by and was helping me out, and then. Pretty much, I just needed to get started. Get started. and everything. I just finished up. I finished up everything myself.
But you're an outdoor. You like the yard.
Yeah, dude. No,
that's his old house. That's not this house.
Yeah, not this house.
No, but I love being outside myself. Yeah. I mean, like, dude, like right now. So like I, at my old house, I had close to 10,000 square feet of lawn. Wow. That's a lot. That's a nice lot. Size lawn. And for what I want to do with my lawn and what I want to actually spend on my lawn, I couldn't do that. Now I have a third of that and I'm at 3,300.
His lawn in his backyard was up to your knees at one point.
Oh yeah,
for grass,
dude. Like I only
got, his so dog got lost in the grass.
I was so busy at work. You know, doing my own thing. I let my grass in the backyard get like 2 feet. I swear to you.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was like, hey,
you buy that first or you go in there?
So what? I just, you know, just. Whoa. I had cut real high. I cut high.
Yeah.
I cut high with the mower, and then I had to go back.
He had to buy six mowers this year.
10 bags.
Oh, 10 bags. Yeah. Well, it's 2 feet of grass. What do you expect? Do you think it's going to cut just fine?
I think over the 4th of July weekend, what, back in, I think it was 19. Yeah, it was 19.
It's got to be hot.
Good.
Gosh. It was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Oh, man.
Man.
But
it was wicked.
Wicked. Okay. Yeah, he's doing it now.
Now with the new house, man, it's great. Like, I don't have to. I can actually now I calculated the square footage of my lawn. I know exactly how many bags of Milorganite or any type of fertilizer I need. I'm buying the products that I actually want to buy and so I can get rid of the weeds, buying flowers. And now with all this stupid weather we've been having with the cold and then frost in the last few weeks, like, dude, I spent over $100 on flowers and stuff and they've been sitting in the garage and I've just been nursing them with nitrogen and water. It's like, come on. I want to get out there and just put them out there.
So I heard nursing and I saw you breastfeeding.
I thought that's the first thing I thought of.
I'm just like taking, you know, water.
At the end of the day, I'm just going to say, I'm like, I hire somebody. I don't, I hate doing lawn work.
I love mowing too.
I can't. Did you guys grow up mowing lawns as kids though?
Yeah.
Like, for money? I hated it. Maybe I just haven't hit that spot in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm excited to go mow. No, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want a phone call from the village. I just want it done.
Like 5 acres. We had 5 acres at one point that we would mow. That's an all-day project.
Yeah, it's like
all day. All Saturday. Mowing the yard, trimming around trees.
But you had a rider, though. That would have been fun.
Even with a rider, it takes all day.
But then you're just doing maintenance. You're not even like enhancing anything about
it. Do you trim first and then mow, or do you mow and then trim?
Oh.
Depends on the weekend.
So
it depends on what the wife's wearing. Yeah.
So
I wax.
Brazilian. My prior routine at the Bolingbrook house was always trim, mow.
Yeah.
Now I don't have a sidewalk, so I can't. I only cut the edges on the sidewalk, whatever you want to call it, that's going towards the other door on the other side of the house on the north side, or I can cut the driveway and do that, and then cut around the small edges by the back side of the house by the deck and whatnot. I really don't. Now it's kind of just I've been mowing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in the focus of doing with my the herbicide that I'm buying. It's $70 for a small 8 ounce bottle. But it goes a long way. So
he wants to split a bottle with somebody.
Yeah, I'm gonna split a bottle.
You can just
with
call me
at work.
Call me any day. I'll split a bottle.
You only use a teaspoon for every 1,000.
Pretty good.
So I mean it's actually very, very.
Let's see what's the percentage of alcohol in there. Oh, are we not talking about alcohol? <right now? laughs>
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm gonna be doing that, and then I'm like, I'm also gonna be changing out the sump pit. Mike and I, a couple weeks ago, when we went and met up with this dude at his office, I went and picked up a 24 by 36 diameter pit.
Sump pit
in my crawl space. I'm gonna do it by myself.
That's right. Yeah, why not?
So you're going to record yourself because I want to see this.
Yeah.
Take the before and after pictures.
If you want to come home, come home.
Before,
I mean, it feeds you already.
Yeah, that is true. Keith's meat.
No basement, that crawl space.
It is amazing. Amazing meat. It is amazing. Hey, actually, Keith brought, why don't you tell me what you brought today? Because honestly.
So today I brought pork belly burnt ends. So I bought an 11-pound slab of pork belly from Costco, cut it up. Strips, then cubed it, and then smoked it, then put it in pans, and then pretty much sauce and whatnot. What?
What are you trying to say?
No, yeah,
we're talking about the episode.
Yeah, we're talking about the episode.
He's got a really nice Continental.
Yeah, so he does have a nice Continental.
Pretty much just smoke.
It's I heard it's an up chuck.
Yeah,
it is. I heard there's things that come up after you.
It's not a deep throat.
No, it's not a deep throat. And I do heard that some people choke on the meat from here and there.
It's delicious.
It was amazing. Tender. Yeah. Super. As soon as I put my fork in it, I was like, oh, I cannot wait to put this in my mouth.
But the cubes were good. You just pop right in your mouth.
And the fat content on them versus the meat was perfect. So you get a little bit of fat, you get a little bit
and
of.
And that's one thing that's amazing. Like, I had my partner, Phil, that does Smoke and Griddle Boys with me. He called me today. He goes, what exactly are you doing? I'm like, what?
Experimenting.
Like, I've done this before. Like,
this is wrong.
This is like poor man's burnt ends, man. Like, same thing with the chuck roast.
Yep.
Like, I can't even buy it. I couldn't even buy a brisket right now. They didn't even have any at Costco.
Jeez.
Like,
Keith, I have to say, you never cease to amaze me with your brilliant cooking.
Right? Well, thank you.
Yes.
I try.
We're looking forward to it on the camping.
Follow us on Smoking Green Boys on Instagram.
Some of us can keep it down, and some of us can throw it back up.
He's going to have to buy like $500 worth of meat, though, for it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. Sweet. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, man.
He's starting to mute mics now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's clicking off things, and he's like, don't
time
talk about
to go.
It.
Time to go.
This is free America, man.
It is true. Yeah, it's free if you pay. Well,
non-political. I do want to say this, that we took care of Mike when he helped us out.
You took care of Mike.
We took care of him. That's all you need to know. We took care of Mike. When you have the professional come in,
sure.
You always take care of the professionals.
Yep.
That's all I say.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I had to give you a deal. So.
Yeah,
but yes, you did take care of me. I did not do it for free.
Yeah,
so don't take advantage of your friends that are in the trades.
That's what I'm saying.
For asking them to do shit for free.
That's right.
Unless they're your family.
Their gift is a gift that might be free, but their time isn't.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I've always had this notion when you support your friends or your family, you should be paying more because you're investing in who they are and what they're trying to build.
Well, I agree with that.
Yep.
Like, my brother's a licensed electrician.
Sure.
We just swap work.
Yeah, but that's trade for trade, which is a little bit different. So that's right. That's bartering to me.
Yeah, that's bartering.
But still the point.
The funny thing is we run into this situation a lot, is that we come in and I really do. I look at it and I know our numbers. I know what our bottom line is. I know when there's a point where I'm literally paying you to do work with my guys, it sucks. You know what I mean?
I know.
And then you complain about it. Oh, well, it's too much money. Wait a second. No, it's not. You don't know my overhead. You don't know how, health insurance and the trucks and everything. That's like, you got to account for all this. This isn't like I'm doing this out of my house. This is, I have a full-fledged business with a business partner that I got to explain to him that, hey, we're going to kill a whole day of work, not make any profit this day. And that's okay during the busiest season of the world. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not okay. And there's certain situations where we do take, deals and stuff like that, but there's always the barter system that kind of plays in the play of that, which is what I kind of base everything on too as well. But
because there's a value there, it's about the value. You can't be in the negatives all the time,
and
time is valuable.
Yes, 100%.
Because if you're asking a friend or somebody to do something, and they're working 40 hours plus already, and then that's really what they want to be doing is coming
to your house and working.
And at the end of the day, too,
So I love you. I will absolutely come and rescue whenever you need with your plumbing.
Literally, Bill.
I can't spend any night here.
Speaking of do it yourself, big shout out to number three, Colette, graduating high school tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Nice. Something cum something.
Oh, what?
Yeah. She's a smarty. Yeah. High school. She's a smarty.
She gets cum
laude or something.
So she got it from Alice is what you're saying.
College. Like,
No.
High school is just like, here's your diploma. Get out.
No, she's brilliant. She's got her CNA. I mean, she's going to be going into nursing. She starts college on Monday.
So this is Alice's.
kid.
Little mini me, actually.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah.
The godchild.
His godchild.
Oh, fantastic.
So, wow. Just seems like yesterday we were changing her diapers, but 18 going on 19 and proud of her.
Your two oldest ones. I used to hold both of them in my arms.
Right. So, right.
You probably still time. Do. Just really yeah, good. Right.
Yeah. Beating you up now.
Spence is 6'3", whatever.
Yeah, when did he start talking?
He's taller than me. Yeah.
So shout out to my daughter because I love her and I thank the world of her. And she's it's terrific.
Love you, Colette.
Yeah, and you got a good dad.
And that's
and
a good godfather. And that's a DIYer right there. I did it myself. With help of Alice, of course. We did. We didn't call a professional for that. Oh. Did we?
Dude, we are doing that. Milkman. Great. Yeah. Home Depot and Lowe's, if you're listening, we want to talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bring all right.
On. Anybody that knows Home Depot and Lowe's, we definitely want to have a conversation with you. We have a business idea for you. A very good one that will help you.
3.6 million listeners.
Oh my seriously. Gosh, for it's 60 minutes. Oh,
that happened quick. That was a good show.
Yeah. Music.
That's right. Yeah, it does.
The best thing that ever.
Is the time is done.
Yeah.
That was actually a really fun episode, guys.
Yeah, yeah
it was. Really talked yeah. about thanks, your thanks. Your failures there.
However, tune in
and also your positive things there too.
That's yep. right. And tune in every Friday at noon. To listen to all your episodes of Dream Home Experts. Check them out on Spotify, Apple Cast, wherever you listen to your podcasts as well, right? We've got all your past episodes on there as well. Great, great stuff.
You still got the app, right?
Yep. So we're in conversations with Apple. Anyway,
Apple, I have every single product you offer, just FYI.
Yeah, 3.6 million listeners, could be more, but we do have it for the Android. We've got the Android app out there. We are now in the process of remaking and redoing our website, so it'll be a lot friendlier and easier to use, and every show will be there. Links sweet. And all that stuff, so it's gonna be good. Yeah,
thank you for chilling out with beers after chill. Hours.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for having
it was a wicked episode.
Thanks for having me come.
The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only and is a generalization of common DIY projects. Each home project may encounter unforeseen issues with specific circumstances that may not be covered in discussion of this program. This program makes no representations as to the completeness of the information and expressly disclaims any implied warranties as to the fitness of the information to any particular purpose. Before starting any projects, it is recommended the homeowner research the skills and proper materials necessary, as well as any and all local requirements for permits. If there is any doubt, it is advised that a licensed contractor be consulted prior to commencing your particular project.